The state Senate has unanimously approved a bill that would waive licensure fees for veterans. A similar measure has passed an assembly committee. A companion bill also moving through the legislature would apply a veteran's military training to that required by the state. The proposals would cover anything from a cosmetology license to commercial driver's license, even some requirements in the medical and educational fields. Jason Johns is Deputy Secretary of Wisconsin's Department of Veterans Affairs.
A good example is perhaps a combat medic who has had a tour of duty, has treated triage in the field, comes back, wants to be an EMT.
John says that medic would still need to pass any exams involved. The Department of Veterans Affairs will work with other state agencies to assure the military training applies. John says if the proposal passes, it would let veterans apply whatever they learned in the military to civilian life and potentially give them a head start on any additional training.
And if they're being told, well, you have to go back to school for a year, now granted they would have Wisconsin GI Bill to help them with that, but now that's a year longer that they have to wait before they can get into work.
John says 12,000 Wisconsin veterans are now collecting unemployment insurance. The unemployment rate for vets is between 13% and 15%, nearly double that of the state's overall average. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.